When we lived in Lodi, there was a retired lady named Nellie who was a member of our church, and she lived in a retirement community. They had no worship opportunities in this retirement community, and so Nellie took it upon herself to put together a Sunday evening service, and anybody in the community that wanted to come to this service could come. Nellie would invite pastors from all over town to conduct the service on a particular Sunday evening. And then in thankfulness to all these pastors that had helped her out, sometime during the year she would go visit their church and sit in their audience and enjoy worship. There was this one church where Nellie would occasionally visit that would not allow her to take communion because she was not a member of that denomination. And if you knew Nellie, she was just a firecracker of a person, just really wonderful, strong-willed, and I'm saying these in complimentary ways. And she told me one Sunday at worship, she said, "You know, I just got up and left. I was so steamed that they would not let me take communion." And I use that as backdrop to something that Jesus says that I think lends fabric and richness to the Lord's Supper. It's a parable Jesus told. It's not about the Lord's Supper. It's really about the invitation of Christ. But it's a parable of a banquet. And in this story, in this parable, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a banquet that a king prepared. And it was to be a wedding feast for his son. Now, if you're reading this with a messianic ear, you know that the wedding banquet is the banquet at the end of time. You know that the son that's getting married is Christ. You know that the bride is the church. All those things are part of this. And so his servants go out to invite people to come to this wedding, and the invitation goes, the way they did this is the invitation went out the time of the wedding, not weeks in advance. And so the servants go out and they say the bulls and the cattle have been killed. Everything is ready. The food is steaming hot. Come to the wedding feast. And the people that were invited ignored the servants and ignored the invitation and even insulted the servants. You know, how dare you interfere with our lives and our schedules and all of that. So the king was furious. He sends his army out to destroy those people. And he tells his servants, "I want you to go back. I want you to go into the highways and byways. I want you to go everywhere and invite everybody you see to come to this wedding feast. This is my son." And I think there's a principle in there about the invitation of Christ, and that principle is in evidence in the Lord's Supper. Whenever we eat it, we eat it with the understanding that everyone is invited to come and put their knees under this table and enjoy this feast with us. So in a moment, couple of life springers will come and get this bread and this wine and pass it out. And I'd just like for you to think about just how wonderful it is that Christ has invited all of us without pedigree, without really any sort of blue blood royalty in our past that qualifies us. Jesus says, doesn't matter. Everybody comes. So, So let's give thanks for the bread. Lord God, we thank you for sending Jesus on our behalf. We thank you for the great plan that you have in your heart.